You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hello, this is Chip, and this is the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, episode number 174 for November 6th. Without question, the best way to watch Doctor Who, aside from behind your sofa on transmission night, is on Blu-ray. You can download or stream episodes from iTunes and other sources, or just keep your DVR recordings of the episodes as they aired, but the image quality will be much more compressed. And that's reason enough to pick up Doctor Who, the complete fifth series, on Blu-ray, or the DVD set, of course, if you haven't made the investment in a Blu-ray player or a PS3. For all its shortcomings, which I'll get to in a second, there's no better archive of the season. Now, the difference between the picture quality from the discs and the otherwise good BBC America feed that I watched is apparent. The show has never looked better. It's a 6-disc Blu-ray set. With the caveat that disc 5 on my review copy was damaged, the impression that I got was of a solid release with some supplementary material that didn't quite rise to the level of the main event. We, of course, have the cut-down Doctor Who Confidentials, and I'm of mixed thoughts about that because the full versions are too padded, but it's a shame that there's no official archive of them. The next episode trailers are gone from the ends of episodes, so the jump to the credits feels abrupt in almost every case. Instead of audio commentaries, we're back to InVision video commentaries, not really seen since Series 2, covering up a full quarter of the screen. And while most of the commentaries are interesting, there's really nothing gained by the distraction of watching people sit in front of microphones. Not irritating, it's just superfluous. The video diaries, on the other hand, are actually irritating. For the most part, there's nothing revelatory here, just backstage slices of half-life. I did like when Karen Gillan wrestled with her fears over her burial scene in The Hungry Earth, but the only other noteworthy bit was when Arthur Darvill poignantly showed that unlike his co-stars' trailers, which were labeled The Doctor and Amy Pond, his was simply labeled 3. Poor Arthur, or maybe I'm just projecting. This is coming across as whining, excuse me, whinging, so let me correct that by repeating that the episode quality itself is stunning. And the new scenes with Matt and Karen following episodes 1 and 5 are playfully character-driven, and we'll be talking about that second one soon. You won't be at all sorry to have this on your shelves. Doctor Who, the complete fifth series, arrives on Blu-ray and DVD on November 8th in the UK and November 9th in the US. And thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, which you can find more episodes of at twominutetimelord.com, no punctuation. I'm on iTunes, I'm on Podcast Alley, I'm in several places, and I'm also on Twitter and Facebook if you'd like to leave a comment. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon.